Sunday afternoon at Reliance Stadium, head coach Gary Kubiak went to the podium for his customary day-after press conference. The team lost to the Saints on Saturday night in the Superdome. And he started out by talking about the health of Chris Myers and Andre Johnson.
Well, they're both fine, Mark. You know, Andre, like I said, all the tests we did on him last night came out fine. Of course, we come back home anytime we're on a road trip. We come back home and continue to do our due diligence on them, and that's what's going on with both of them today. But expect them both to be fine.
Have you made the cuts?
John, I'm in the process right now. I have talked to about half of the guys. We've got 15 moves we have to make, not necessarily all cuts today. So I'd rather not talk about it because I have not visited with all the players today.
Are you going to have to, like, keep somebody around you at cut because you need to play them Thursday night?
Well, that's an issue. You know, when you get to this cut, your first thing you do is you sit there and say, okay, who are we going to play Thursday night? Where do we have problems? So, you got to have enough guys to get through Thursday night. So that is part of the process. Also, at the same time, you know, for me personally, there's always a few veteran players that, I think in terms of, well, let me give them an opportunity to get picked up by somebody else if I don't think they're going to make our team. So, all those things kind of come into account. But, getting ready to play again here in 3 days is obviously a factor.
Does that keep you from signing another nose?
Those new rules? Yeah, no doubt, John. I mean, if we sign one, like I said, if we sign one, he's got to go through a 3-day period and then, be going on the field and playing for us. I mean, we should be fine with the guys we have. I mean, they're basically going to play the whole game. I mean, they're going to get a ton of reps, which they would normally get. So we should be okay. I mean, Earl came out fine, and we can move some people around. Crick can play some nose, so we'll be okay.
Can you give us an update on Cody? Are you worried about him?
No, he's doing great. That's a good point, John. He's obviously all the news is excellent. Cody did work out today. He hit bags. He hit dummies. He came off the ball. He will practice this week. He will be back to work. He and JJ both, so they will be back to work this week.
Would you put them in the game Thursday or that?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. What about quarterbacks on Thursday? Have you made a decision about who to play and when?
Obviously Matt will not play. I'm kind of probably debating with myself with TJ right now. I need to take a hard look at John and Case, and I've got a decision to make there. The only question for me will be, will I play TJ on Thursday, really?
And then after you watch the film, how did the right tackles look?
I thought that Newt did some really good things in the game. Obviously, he's trying to become a very consistent player, which is what we need, for our football team. Butler had some positives, had some negatives also. I think it has been a very good battle. I think I'll settle down on that and make a decision here probably in the next day or so, before we get into Thursday. But, they both continue to do good things and – but nothing's perfect yet, obviously.
Coach, can you talk about some of the issues the second team offense had last night?
Yeah, we played really well to second group offensively the first preseason game, Mark, and the last 2 weeks has not been very good. We've struggled up front with some issues, some protection schemes and stuff, and I think in a lot of ways TJ has some of the confidence he had, he didn't play with the confidence that he's normally plays with back there. So when you get those two things going on between two groups, then all of a sudden you're not doing your job. So, I was disappointed in how we played with the second group. You get 4 or 5 sacks and that many plays, that's not a good thing. And we had our opportunities to, still find a way to win the game. So, that time of year where nothing's perfect, and obviously that has not been very clean the last 2 weeks.
What did you think about the defensive line with so many young guys getting opportunities yesterday? Anybody jump out to you on film?
Well, every time I turn on the film, Tim Jamison jumps at me. Just how the effort he plays with, and we're playing him a little bit everywhere. We got some snaps at nose. We like that. Crick played the most of anybody on the football team last night. That was important. He had some time to make up, so you could see that he has some ability to help this team, so that through adversity, we're going to get better and get stronger, get deeper. And, that's been the problem of camp as far as numbers wise. That's been the defensive line. So a lot of guys got to play.
Should we read into it since you started Newton in the most important preseason game that he's leading?
Should you read into it?
Yeah, since it's the most important preseason game.
I'll let you know here pretty quick in the next couple of days.
Could you talk about what you like about Newton and how everybody thought Butler would win the job, but he's come on.
Well, as I've said all along, John, they're a little bit different type players. Newton's a big, powerful guy. He's very athletic, too. He's a big, powerful guy, younger than Butler. He'd probably be making a few more mistakes than Butler when it's all said and done. Butler's played a lot more football than Newton has. He's been in this league a lot longer and went against some good players. And Butler is athletic. Butler also swings from side to side and handles those type of things pretty good. So, I mean, they're just they're built a little bit different. It's been, we went right down the middle with them the whole way, John. We gave them each opportunities to start and, kind of basically say, okay, show me you're the guy type of thing. And I just think where we're at right now, we need to move on and make a decision. I mean, I could very well see them both playing for us this year, but it's time to move on and give one of them that opportunity and see how he handles it.
Gary, could you just address your kicking situation again?
You know what, guys? I'm not in a good mood today, and that's the number one reason. Let's get this over with. We lost Randy. Randy's going on IR, okay? And I just found out 15 minutes ago. So he has torn a muscle somewhere in the groin area. I do not know all the specifics. Obviously, it's going to be a long process back. So this is it's been a disappointing last half hour for me for us to find this out. It had been bothering him for a couple of weeks, and he continued to kick through it. He's very tough, kicked very well last night, came in here today black and blue, and we ran some tests on him. And so a sad situation. He's going to kick in this league. He's going to kick a long time. He's going to go on IR this year. And thankfully we got Shane, who's done a hell of a job too, who was pushing him neck and neck to be here and kick for us. So tough deal. Did you know that when you asked me that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of convenient, though, now that you don't have to make that tough decision?
Dodge another one, is that what you're saying, John? I don't like dodging things that way. No, I feel bad for the kid. Sad. I just got through visiting with him.
Can you talk about what you like about Shane?
He's been real consistent. He's, he's made every kick he's had in the preseason. Made, another 52-yarder last night, I think it was. And he's kicked off well for us. He's a guy throughout the course of his career has been a very, very accurate kicker, inside of 40. So, he's done a heck of a job. I mean, it was, like I said, it was right down the middle between those two guys. I think either one of them, we would have been proud with either one of them. This situation obviously calls for Shane to move forward and be our guy, so we expect him to do well.
Have you been pleasantly surprised with his leg strength? Because he hasn't kicked that many from deep in the last few years.
Yeah, he really has. He's kicked really well for us, and he's done it in practice also. So he's been very consistent in what he's doing. I've been impressed with his kickoffs. I mean, they've been pretty much 3 to 5 yards deep from consistently for us.
You have any other surprises like that we need to know about?
You have to ask. See, if you ask the perfect question.
Well, let's start at the top of the roster. You have anybody else going on IR?
Sonny Harris. Sonny's going on IR. Sharpton will go on PUP. So that's some of the things going on right now.
Coach, how tough a cut is it at corner, and are jobs still there to be won on Thursday night based on the performance?
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs to be won Thursday night, Mark. I tell you, the corner position, when you look at, when you start talking about 4, 5, and 6, you're going to keep 5, you're going to keep 6. That's very competitive when you go from, from Ball to McManus to Harris to Rock, that's very, very competitive. Our safety position is extremely competitive. I mean, we got 6 really, really good football players right there that we're trying to sort out. How many do we keep? The back end of our offensive line, that's very competitive in my opinion, as we move forward. So a lot of questions right there that need to get answered, and Thursday they'll get to play a bunch.
If Holiday is not your punt returner, Keyshawn Martin is, right?
Yeah, he could do it, yeah.
And then he just had 2 fumbles, too. How do you look at the return job right now?
Well, I've been very pleased with what Trendon has done, John. I mean, but, you know, we know we can't turn the ball over. You know, Trendon's deal strictly, first off, John, he can help this football team, and the way he's played this preseason, I mean, he should be very proud of his preseason and what he's done. The question's going to be when we go to set this roster next week, you know, we've got to look at the big picture, and, you know, is there room for just a returner? And that question's not going away. I mean, but he's definitely doing everything he can to answer that question, I can tell you that. So, but if he was, you know, not returning, Keyshawn can do it, Cahill can do it. Daniel Manning, to me, could be the best kick returner in football if we let him do it. So, you know, we've got some other options there depending on what happens with our team.
Will he continue to get all the returns against the Vikings?
Yes, he will.
And how did Garrett Graham get so wide open on all of those long three big catches?
That's a good thing. I hope he stays that way. No, he's played well, John. He's had a really good camp. He's played well last night. He played our tight ends as a group played very well. I'm lumping James in there. James has really had a couple of fine weeks of preseason football for us the last 2 weeks. So between OD and Garrett and James, I think we know what we're going to get all the time.
Can you compare Garrett to Owen?
Yeah, they're a lot alike. Garrett, the thing that surprised us with Garrett here is how he's played on the line of scrimmage. They're about the same size. They're both 250 players, but Garrett's really held his own on the line of scrimmage. The thing that's kept Garrett from moving forward in his career, you know, he's been dinged up, John. He's had things happen to him, missed a lot of time, and he's had a really good offseason with Cedric and his show.
Kevin Walter only has one catch in the preseason. Can you expound on that? Why is there a reason for that?
Well, I mean, I don't know where the ball's going to go, you know, when we call plays. It just all depends. You know, y'all saw how we were rotating the receivers last night. That's something I plan on doing once the season starts. I mean, we're going to rotate those guys, those four right now in my mind. So, you know, I think you never know how that's going to pan out. But Kevin's had a good preseason. I mean, he's done everything he's ever done for us, so I expect him to play well.
Big question coming in was, could Matt and Andre stay healthy? Obviously, Matt, talk about Matt, the job he's done from start to finish, and then where Andre is going into the season.
Okay, I'll start with Matt. First off, John, he's had a really good camp. I thought he was rusty when camp opened. I thought he was very challenged when camp opened because Andre wasn't out there. We're working all these young receivers, and I think that was tough on him. But I think it's really made him better. You know, he's come a long way. He's comfortable now with Lestar. He's comfortable with Keyshawn, you know, with these new guys on the team, with Garrett Graham. So I think Matt has grown into a better player here over the course of the last 3 weeks through some trials of other things that are going on with our offense. And, boy, he's had one heck of a camp. And last night was a great statement that, hey, I'm ready to play. You know, Andre, I thought Andre in the last week had looked as close to himself as I've seen him probably in about a year, you know, before we started last season. I mean, I think he was starting to – practice this past week the way I've seen him practice, to be able to go all day, hold up. Andre's that's what he's always been about when I've been around him. So I think his process has been good. I mean, last night's just a little bump in the road. He's fine. I mean, he'll be back out there, and I think he's had an excellent couple weeks with us.
Just a little bit off the subject, but I mean, it kind of seems like a funny coincidence that you're playing the Vikings on Thursday night when Rice is playing up the street at the same exact time. Have you developed a relationship with Coach Frazier?
Yeah, we do, because our kids are over there playing. And so, yeah, I'm sure we won't get to see much of it. But I got another son at A&M playing Thursday night, too, so I won't get to watch any of them play. But, no, it's it is interesting. I'm sure Leslie would love to see his boys, a heck of a player over there. But we got work to do, put our teams together here, and finish up the preseason.
You mentioned Shaw becoming more comfortable with Les Starr. What do you think about that catch he had yesterday and what he's done overall this preseason?
You know, Nick, he's played really good. He's getting better and better. He's got a lot of confidence in what he's doing. I like his command of our offense right now. Les Starr, I can play in a lot of spots, and he won't bog down, or, you know, it won't hurt him. So I feel really good about those four guys right now, and it should help us keep Andre fresh, Kevin fresh, as we move forward and do a lot of things. We played some four wides last night. We went to some four wide sets.
You said that Arian yesterday has had the best camp of any back you've been around. What has he been doing that's been so impressive?
Well, he's been there every day. Has not missed a day. He's been a workhorse. His work habits are as good as anybody I've ever been around. And I think he's ready to go. You know, I think he's done everything he can do. And it wasn't important to me last night to see him carry it 15, 20 times. You know, I know he's ready to go.
Gary, Bullock got hurt with that groin. Do you think that's what kept him from kicking off the way he should have been? He should have been a lot deeper.
I think so the last 2 weeks, John. You know, he was complaining a little bit about it. It was contributed to just a sore leg. You know, kickers get a dead leg like a quarterback gets a dead arm in camp because they're working so much. And normally you work your way out of that and it stays for the season. But if you really go back and you look at the last couple of weeks, he was not himself. But yet, he was pretty darn good. You know, it wasn't it was that obvious. But you go back and chart his kicks, there was a little bit of a difference.
What made y'all decide to look at it now?
Well, it came in today and was just black and blue. You know, it had been bothering him. They had been treating it. He actually took some days off last week. He only kicked one day last week. And then you go look at the game last night. He kicked fine. I mean, heck, he kicked the ball off to the goal line a yard or two deep. He makes his field goal. Everything's fine. And comes in here this morning, can't even pick his leg up. And, you know, we knew we had a problem. So, okay.
Week one, do you expect to have a traditional blocking fullback on the roster?
Well, we're going to have fullbacks on the roster. Yeah, we will. And, it's tough because James is our fullback. And, boy, he's turned into a really good one. I mean, he's handled himself in the run game as well as anything else he does. And then we got questions with the other two. So we'll see. Okay, thank you.